It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
He's got Ferreira at the far post. Can he get a shot off? It's Ferreira to get his second! Yes, he does! Goes in off the hands of JT Marcinkowski. Sebas Ferreira has picked up the second. It's 4-2, Houston Dynamo.
Yeah, man, I just went and typed Houston Dynamo into the search bar so I could pull up ratings and all that. Hey, we got a Major League Soccer article, an Aberdeen article, a CBS New York article, and another Major League Soccer article. We're getting coverage.
Huh. Ferreira effect.
That, I guess, winning. Winning two matches. So, Joey, you were late today. You said you were helping your boss with her computer. Is that code?
No, it's not code. They couldn't figure out how to plug in an HDMI cable.
You're kidding. Okay, is that code too? Like, did you plug in your HDMI cable? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Are you trying to bang your way to the top? Because, dude, I respect that.
Hell no.
It's not very often that men get the opportunity to do that.
That's true.
And we need to be progressive. It's 2023, goddammit. Let us sleep our way to the top too. All right. Joey, dude, I need to know how old you are because you got banned from Twitter for being underage. So have I committed crimes by having sexual innuendo conversations with you?
25.
Thank God. Dude, you think somebody reported you?
So I figured, I don't know how this happened. So when I made the account, I made the account in 2009.
Oh, and you would have been underage.
Yeah, when I was, and something, I don't know what happened that like triggered that. Huh. And they deleted everything that I tweeted when I was underage, which I think is nothing because I probably made the account and never used it for like 6 years.
Dude, I never had a Twitter until I started the podcast. I had it once to like, because there's a band I like. They said, if you want to request a song, do it through Twitter. I made a Twitter once for that and never used it again. But I'm old. So I had MySpace, bro.
I never had MySpace.
Oh, yeah. MySpace was the shit back in the day. People used to hook up over MySpace. You know what? Actually, I dated a girl I met like on Facebook. Well, I didn't meet her. We went to school together, but we reconnected years later through Facebook and ended up like dating for a while.
Interesting.
Yeah. So if my computer, if anything happens with my connection, it's because I'm uploading about 60 gigabytes of homemade porn. Yeah, it's been a fun weekend. Dude, how you been? How's Joey?
Dude, I'm doing pretty well. Physically, I'm not great right now. I freaking hurt my back, but
it
is what
that?
It is.
Helping your boss with her HDMI cord?
Honestly, I don't even know.
Dude, you're not old enough to have unexplainable back pain.
I'm guessing it's something gym-related, but it kind of just... Like, not like one specific event, like, just made it start hurting. It just, like, one day I just woke up and it started hurting.
So you can go to, like, Walgreens or CVS and get those little battery-powered stem machines. I highly recommend them. Just make sure you follow the directions and only stem yourself for like 20 minutes a day. Otherwise, you'll be like me with two fucking cramped up calves walking around like a mean bossy at the end of the game. So, dude, I haven't told a story in a while, have I?
Been a minute.
Got one. You want to hear it?
Let's hear.
So last Wednesday, there's this little seaside bar. It's really nice. They do 50-cent oysters and $6 lemon drops and old fashions. Every Tuesday and Wednesday, they do this. And you can't beat 50-cent oysters. It's also right on the water, so they're fresh. So we go over there. When I sat down, I was like, all right, I'm going to eat like 2 dozen oysters and have 2 drinks. Well, Joey, guess how many oysters I actually ate?
8.
Eight total?
Yeah.
I ate fucking 50.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun fact, oysters can kill you if you eat too many. In fact, the maximum recommended amount in a week is no more than 3 dozen. I ate 50 of these motherfuckers and...
Never really had oyster.
Dude, they're so good. A lot of people don't like them because of the texture. But they're delicious.
I'm not a big seafood guy.
Oh, lobster?
Lobster's good, yeah.
You like crawfish?
Never had it.
They're sexy little demon fish, man. They make you give them a head and eat their ass at the same time. They're crazy.
A crab and lobster I like, but I'm not a big like fish fan in general.
I like light fish, like Chilean sea bass, trout, catfish. The red fish, like swordfish and shark, not so much. So yeah, not only did I eat 50 oysters, but I had like 5 or 6 old fashions. And we were only there for about 2 hours. And we're driving back. And her kids are home, and she's like, I want you now. Well, there was a house I looked at in the area that the garage had been left open. So I was like, let's go see if the garage is open. So essentially, we trespassed in order to fornicate on a beat-up coffee table in some random person's garage where the house is for sale. It's empty. Nobody lives there. I'm not a monster. And then I spent the next 3 hours curled up in the fetal position, saying repeatedly, I don't feel good. Man, I felt fucked up. For days. I didn't feel normal for days. And then I think it all finally hit me like last night because the things that came out of my stomach yesterday and up until this morning were not normal. They were not normal. So I'm not going to eat 50 oysters ever again. Maybe a dozen. Maybe two.
Were they good at least?
Dude, I ate 50 of them. They were fucking delicious. That's the problem. They were fucking amazing. They're always good. They're fresh as hell. You can still taste the salt on them. Dude, yeah, dude. These guys have their own oyster beds. It's a place called Pier 6, and it's out in San Leon. And it is fucking delicious. Yeah, man, I wouldn't eat 50 of anything if I didn't like it.
That's true.
I know, I only eat things I like. Oysters, vagina, things like that. And where do you stand on eating pussy, Joey? I never asked you this. Are you for or against it?
I'm going to say against.
What? Do tell.
It's not my thing.
Not Joe.
I mean, if they ask, you mean, fuck it, why not? But it'll go out of my way.
Joey, are you selfish in this act?
A little bit.
All right, there's nothing wrong with that. That's okay, man, because then, like, I don't mind dudes that don't do it because I do. I can't explain it. It's like a weird attraction. But maybe it's because I like oysters, and technically when you open an oyster up, that's kind of what it looks like. On the inside. And you can Google it. Because I told a lady I ate 50 oysters. And she goes, man, I don't like oysters. They remind me of pussy. And I was like, how? She goes, type it in and look at some pictures. And sure enough, some of them look like labia. Looks like a spread open twat. But all right, I removed this from the notes, but let's talk real quick about something that's actually kind of serious. You see the shit in Nashville today?
No, what happened in Nashville?
It's a fucking shooting. At a Christian school, 3 adults, 3 kids killed by a woman. A woman went in there with AR-15s or some type of assault rifle and killed 6 fucking people.
Damn.
Yeah. And now there's a, I don't know if it's real. You'll see it if you start scour Twitter a little bit. There's a video that says it's Joe Biden's first remarks since the shooting happened. And in it, he's talking about how much he likes ice cream first and making jokes. Now, I don't know if you've seen the AI stuff that they put out now with the AI voiceovers.
Oh, it's great.
Dude, yeah, but this might be what it is because I'm not seeing any reputable news outlets publishing it.
Oh, it's definitely that. It's dangerous, but it's hilarious.
That's the thing, man. Like, because we have, like, we have a lot of dumb people in this country. I know this because I've been in the classroom for 16 years, and we're not even that stupid out here. You still got Mississippi and Alabama and all those places. But man, you cannot fucking believe everything you see on the internet. Like, do you think Thanos is real? Because if you do, you should fucking deport yourself. It's fake. It's all made up, man. Everything is... It's just... It's fucking gross that people are using that as clickbait. But if it's real, if this motherfucker's talking about ice cream, we need to do a cognitive analysis. Like, we need to really see where he's at and then figure out who can replace him. That is an orange. So we tried the orange guy. All right, now that the fun shit and the sad shit's over with. Dude, we've won two games in a row, two clean sheets.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. I wonder when the last time that happened was.
2014.
2014?
I think is what it was. I think it was 2014 since we had back-to-back home wins with clean sheets. Or 18. It's been a minute. It's been a while. Somebody did post that. What were your overall thoughts on the game?
Oh, the defense was brilliant. And the offense, not so much, but got the job done, so can't complain.
Was it the most boring game you've watched of ours in a while? Was it the most boring win you've seen the Dynamo pull off in a while?
I don't think it was that boring.
And I was bored out of my mind. I was very bored. What'd you like about it, aside from the Griffin Dorsey cameo?
Oh, I like good defense.
Yeah. Man, Artur is a stud.
He really is. He stepped it up.
He's so good.
It's a good trade for both teams.
Who did they end up with? Fafa?
No, but they ended up with the allocation money, but it gave them the chance to start Aiden Morris as their primary defensive midfielder. And look, he's been incredible so far this year.
And they got Ramirez.
Yeah.
We just had a
break. Ramirez scored. Yeah, he scored. Aiden Morris scored too this last week.
Yeah, I think Christian got done dirty here. Dude, he would be great right now because he actually pressed a little bit.
But, I would like him back. I liked Ramirez.
I did. He did very well in Aberdeen too when he was there.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Superman,
good
baby.
Minnesota too.
Superman. So, the hell was I going to ask you? Oh, what were your thoughts on the lineup when they broke out the Brooklyn and Quinones and Baird? What were you thinking?
I was a little surprised. I wasn't that surprised with Quinones. Because I figured if Franco was going to be out, then we would see Quinones play. The Reigns one definitely surprised me. That's what I wanted to see. And it happened. And I thought there was no way it would happen. I thought he would play a big role off the bench and they'd start Caicedo and go safe. But I'm happy they went with it.
Brooklyn, he slotted in pretty nicely. He played well. Coco's still better. You think?
Obviously Coco's a better player.
But man, for being 18 and putting in that shift in his first start, especially considering he had another guy making his first start playing up above him, I was very impressed with Brooklyn Reigns.
I was not so impressed with Nelson.
No. Tell me about it, man. For real.
He barely touched the ball.
Dude, he's a turnover machine.
He completed zero dribbles. He completed zero crosses.
He's just, yeah, man, it was not the best game for the young 20-year-old Colombian. But
he did save his night, though, because he did win the ball back that led to the penalty.
Yeah. I don't know, man. He just looks like he's very one-trick, one-footed right now. Like, you know he's going to try and beat you to the line, and then he's going to try and slam it in.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And he's not very refined either with his touches.
Yeah, but a lot of us look that way. Bossy, a couple of Bossy's touches, I was like, Jesus. Artur, too. Heavy, heavy touches. You know who's got a good first touch is Tate Schmidt.
Yeah, he does.
I thought his first touch is very good. Baird has a little bit of a heavy touch, too. But Tate Schmidt and Herrera, obviously.
Brooklyn's got a nice touch, too.
Yeah, he wasn't bad either. But
it's still early season, though.
Yeah, and they're going to get better. That's the thing. Like, it was to me, it was an ugly game. And it was a grinded out. I mean, New York didn't even have a shot till it, 82nd minute?
Yeah, their first shot on target came past the 80th minute.
Like, it was a grinded out game, but it's obvious right now where our problems lie, and that's up front. You know, I was thinking when I saw the lineup, this is, I said it in the pregame or the postgame, it was ballsy. Because to me, this game was a must win. We had to get a result from this game. Because if we had one win and three losses right now, you know what it would be like. People would be calling for Olsen to leave. And for him to put out Brooklyn and Quiñones, I thought it was fucking ballsy. Because I expected to see Caicedo and Ivan Franco based on Ben Olsen's comments. But Franco took the week off to be with his kid, which is the right move. But yeah, I was surprised. Anybody else catch your eye? What did you think about when you saw Baird get out there again?
It was the same Baird we've seen. I mean, it was probably his best game. He still absolutely sucked at attacking. But in the type of game that it was, the way it played out, his defensive ability helped us win. So can't be too harsh on Baird. But yeah, he still sucks.
Is there a way to see who ran the furthest distance in the match?
You could probably find that somewhere.
I would be interested to see, because if I had to pick who ran the most in that match,
it's probably Herrera.
I don't know. I'm thinking Schmidt or Baird. Bossy, maybe. So once again, he was deep to get the ball. He was all over the pitch.
He wasn't very good.
Shit, he had, well, he had the PK, which raised his rating. Yeah, no, he wasn't. He's been kind of invisible doing that stuff where he drops deep. He's like a little mosquito. Like, he kind of just buzzes around, but he doesn't quite bite you hard enough to get your attention.
Yeah, I think he was better against Austin in this game.
I think a lot of it has to do with his options up front. I thought Nelson's a huge downgrade from Franco. And he's obviously a huge downgrade from Sebas, because as soon as Sebas come in, he almost put one in. But I think when we have a little more we're solidified up front, I think that Bossy will start to shine, because he is a pretty good player.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like we're bringing in some forwards too soon, so I think it should get better.
Really? Who? What's the rumor?
No specific player. You didn't see what Glenn tweeted?
No, I did not. What did he tweet, Joey? Tell me.
Let me pull up his exact words.
I can hear you typing.
What did you say, Glenn? It was, I think he tweeted this on Friday. Okay, sources tell me Houston Dynamo hoping to sign another attacking player. A winger penetrator that brings depth or width? A striker? So either a winger or a striker.
I don't see the need for a striker. I think we have one, unless that they're pushing Sebas out the door. Oh, I see it. I see his post.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And right after that is the post about Zinchenko. Yeah. God, I'm so fucking excited about him. And I can't wait.
Probably going to be a minute till we see him.
Shouldn't be. Put his ass in. He's fine. Hey,
look at the visa issues. It takes him like a month now these days.
Just sneak his ass in. Put him on a Chinese cargo ship.
Took Vanderkust like a good freaking month and a half to get his.
Well, we don't need Vanderkust as bad as we need Zinchenko. You know, and to be honest, I don't know that we need him aside from being that because he's left-footed. And at teenage is a DP, but that's – I can't come out and say that Hedebe is better than Zinchenko, not based off what I've seen. Zinchenko, I think, is better.
Probably not. I mean, teenage is very unique in his own way. He's a very interesting defender. I wouldn't get rid of teenage.
Absolutely not. No. No, no, no. But you put Zinchenko at the top of that. I guess you could put him. Yeah, you could put him at the top of a back three in the middle. Because he's able to use both feet. His right and left foot. I mean, he's good with both feet. He's ambi-footed.
Talking about Vanderkust, too. He was so horrible on Friday.
I didn't get to see any of the dose stuff. Was he bad?
He was bad.
You know, I was watching his doing his highlight stuff. He didn't seem to be ready.
Yeah, the two players on Dost that really stood out as being bad were two players that are contracted to the first team. So it was Vanderkust and then Avila.
Avila, that doesn't, no, Avila's a, he's a, he's a USL castoff. He was cut from he was cut from a academy or an MLS next team before we got him. Austin?
He was cut from the Austin, yeah, from the Austin Aztecs, I think.
Yeah, so I'm, the USL team. I'm not expecting anything from him at all. I don't think we'll ever see him. I really don't. He never impressed me when he showed out either.
Yeah, he was god awful in that game. Austin Bold, not Austin Aztecs.
Oh, the Bold were fun when they were back before they folded. They call them the Austin Fold.
I used to bring them into MLS and Football Manager and play with them.
How dare you? unless you, the only time you can be an Austin team in Football Manager is if you purposely get them relegated.
Or this relegation first.
Disband the franchise. So hey, going into this without Coco, how worried were you?
Not at all.
Really?
No. I mean, Coco's been probably our worst starter through the first three games, so.
I think he's been worse than I guess I don't know, the first three. You put him as the worst, not Clark. It's two stinkers and one good game.
I think Coco had three stinkers.
That's fair. That's fair enough.
I think maybe Escobar was a stinker in his one start, so was Dorsey, but
I don't think Escobar was fit.
Oh, he definitely wasn't.
But I'm excited to see what we look like with him back there.
I don't want him back, honestly.
I do.
Give me Steris start in there. He's good.
Escobar can do the same things as Steris defensively. The difference is Escobar provides a little bit of a threat on the right, and he's definitely got the pace to make up. Steris doesn't move very well, but he has been a rock.
Steris is so good in the air.
Yes, he is, which is why he makes the argument to sit Bartlow. I think you make the argument to put Bartlow on the bench, but that's tough to do because Bartlow's young and he's played well.
We can't bench Bartlow for Steris. Bartlow's been lights out too.
They need to make a rule where you can just sub people in for set pieces and then take them right back out. So we can put in Steris.
I would keep Steris on the right. He's been good. I mean, Tate's been up and down for me, but I think this was his best game.
He looked a little tired at times.
Yeah, a lot of running.
Yeah, he did.
I'm really excited to see what Brad Smith looks like. If Steris is going to sit there like a rock at right back and allow the left back to bomb forward like that, Brad Smith's going to create issues.
Yeah, because he is a different beast than Schmidt. But Smith is now, his return has been pushed back to mid-April. His return has now been pushed back about 2 weeks. So we might not see him.
With Schmidt being good, I'm sure that may have slowing them down a bit, not rushing him back.
There's no need to.
Yeah.
Schmidt's doing fine.
Vanderkust may have not been good in that Dost game. He still might not be fully fit either. We have to see him at the first team first before we really hate on him too much.
Speaking of not fully fit, how does a designated player show up not fully fit? Like Ferreira. That's what they're blaming. That's what the new thing. He's not fit. He's not 90-minute fit. How in the world, when that's your job, is that what you don't do it?
That's all he wasn't 90 do. Minutes fit a lot of last season. Do you remember there was like a 5-game stretch where he was benched for Thor?
He went on international duty too. Remember that? Then he got benched when he came back?
Yeah.
But did he pick up a knock and then he missed a whole bunch of time?
No, they said he wasn't 90 minutes fit. I don't know what... I don't think it's a fitness thing. I think it's just a tactics thing. I just don't think he fits into Olsen's system.
Do you watch him try and press?
Yeah.
He doesn't know where to go, it looks like. He's all over the place.
Yeah, he's not great. I mean, I thought he was really good in his 10-minute cameo, and Olsen specifically shouted him out too. So that's good signs. It shows I think that they probably have a good relationship. Because it's both games in a row now that Olsen has spoke highly about Sebas coming off the bench and has said that he's handling it well. So,
and I thought, not the New York game, but the Austin game, I thought when he came off the bench, he looked shitty.
I thought so too.
I didn't think he was that good.
I think in a perfect world, we get a nice offer for him. And we just let him go and we go get a DP that could that do fits. The defensive work Baird does while also being a lethal goal scorer.
Yeah.
You know who I want?
Who?
You know who is available, who wants to come to MLS that does that?
Firmino?
Yep, Firmino. Bobby? Give me Bobby Firmino.
You want Bobby and those white teeth?
Mm. Yes. Oh, dude, that'd be a dream signing.
I would take him.
I would sack Sebas to get
absolutely Firmino.
I absolutely. Love, don't get me wrong. I like Sebas. I just don't think he is built for this team. He's just a finisher. But we need someone who could run a bit. He's not quick.
No. Firmino's 31, so you figure his pressing ability in the Houston Heat, we got about 2 years of him being able to press down here. But that's not going to happen. I mean, do you really think that's going to happen?
No, hell no. It'd be nice. It'd Dude, be awesome.
He would fuck this league up.
He would. Dude, he's one of my favorite ever Liverpool players. Dude's like, such a workhorse.
I like Van Dijk because I just think he's a fucking stud. And I've always kind of like had this thing about Firmino. That's really about it. I never liked Sané. I can't stand Salah. Salah looks like little Borat. But I've liked Bobby Firmino.
Ooh, now that we're on the Prem talk, how do you think about Conte?
You mean Gante?
Dude, I didn't even know about this until like an hour ago.
I've been knowing about this. It's been on the cards for a while.
Oh, I knew it was going to happen eventually, but I didn't know it was official. It happened yesterday. And then yeah. I just found out about like an hour ago.
I was talking to Chris, your buddy, about this a little bit on Instagram. And in my opinion, they never should have fired Pochettino because they didn't back him for years. And then they'd slipped and they were like, oh, well, let's get rid of him. But now who is the first name that always comes up when there's a vacancy? Pochettino. Although now Nagelsmann they're leaning towards, I think Nagelsmann or the guy from Hoffenheim. But they never should have gotten rid of Mauricio. But he's right. Well, Conte, I don't know if you watch Conte's press conference, but
yeah,
he's right. He's right about Enoch. Like, they are never going to put enough to keep up with Man City. They don't have the pedigree of Liverpool. They don't have the money of Arsenal. Even though they generate more revenue, their owners don't have as much put away, you know, for the, what is that, financial fair play rules, where you can lose 105 over 3 years or whatever.
Spurs just need to blow it up.
They don't. Well,
do what Arsenal did.
They're,
blow it up.
They're a couple players short. They're a defender short and a creative midfielder short. And
I don't think there's anything that they could do with their current core that's going to get them competing with Arsenal, City, and Liverpool right now.
I think Arsenal, this is a fluke year. I don't think you'll see this again next year.
I very much disagree with how young the team is.
What do you want to bet on it? I bet you next year they don't make top two.
Could be. And we'll see how Liverpool and Chelsea are too, and United. But I think we'll definitely be still very, very high-level team next year. I mean, look at Saka. Dude's 22 goal contributions at 21. You think he's going to slow down? No. He's going to get better.
Ah, Dele Alli was pretty good when he was young too. Shit happens. Different character though. Dele's lazy.
Saka's very committed. I don't know. I think Spurs just need to blow it up. You know, get a good price tag for Son and Kane.
Well, they put $100 million on Kane. Cash.
Build around Kulusevski.
I don't think Kulu's the one you build around.
He's good. I like Kulusevski.
He is. He hasn't been healthy this year. We've had a lot of injuries this year.
It's like, I believe you thought that he was better than Saka. That was a joke.
I very much do. Joke. Dude, stats-wise, he's better than Saka.
No, he's not.
Not this year. But prior to this season, stats-wise, Dejan Kulusevski was better than Buke Osaka. Hands fucking down. It's not you can't argue that. Statistic-wise, he was better.
No. Saka's a top five player in the league right now.
Right now. I'm saying before this year when we had this discussion.
I think that was during the World Cup we had this discussion.
Up until then.
He still wasn't.
Bro, I'm telling you. All right, I'll compare him and we'll talk about it later. Let's get back to the Dynamo. I told you, I only argue when I'm right. I don't argue when I'm wrong.
Yeah, you also thought Richarlison with his zero goals is better than Jesus.
Still do. That's why Brazil picks him. Still do.
He should score a goal.
He should score a goal. It would be fucking nice. $60 million for nothing in the Premier League. But man, that poor guy's had some shitty injury luck. Anyway, let's get back to this. I don't want to talk about the depressing Spurs. Not till we know who the coach is going to be. So we talked about Nelson. Disappointing, or were you expecting a subpar performance from him?
Oh, I was expecting more. I was expecting him to be a little better taking people on. Like at least he tried to take people on at times, but it just never worked. He got tackled every single time.
Yeah, I honestly, that's what I expected from him. What we saw on Saturday was what I expected him to do, because it's the same thing every time. It's the same issues, the same attack form. He's been consistent with what he does that doesn't work.
Yeah. So he needs to improve soon, because he's got about, what, three more months, and he's out and he's gone.
What's his buyout price?
I have no idea, but it's in June, so
I think they're going to keep him. I don't think that they're. I don't know. Honestly,
it depends on how he shows.
Based on what I've seen right now, I wouldn't keep him.
I wouldn't either.
The only thing that makes me want to keep him is the fact that he's 20 and he's Colombian.
I could care less about that. He's not very good.
Well, I think at 20, he's a couple years from his peak. But he should, with Brooklyn Reigns at 18, can do what he did in his first start. There's no reason that Nelson can't be similar. And I put a vote up who was better, Nelson or Brooklyn, and it wasn't even close. I don't know who voted Nelson. We had like 12% of people vote Nelson. 10% voted Nelson out of 127 votes. Who are these 12 people? These 13 people voting? What game did you watch?
You're just trying to be different.
I mean, they can't see the results until they vote. So I don't know. But yeah, man, Reigns was fucking good. He was good. People are horrible. Brooklyn Reigns posted his picture on Twitter and said, like, praise Jesus, this, that, and the other thing. And I was going through the comments, and some dickhead writes, fix your hairline. It's disgusting. What's wrong with his hairline? Like, was there anything wrong with Brooklyn's haircut?
No, he's a handsome lad.
He's no Bartlow, but he is a good looking young man. And he's 18, so we can say that. Although the age of consent here is 17. What is it in New Mexico?
17, I think.
Joe, that's a number you need to know. That's a number that you need to 100% know.
I think it's 17.
Man, you can't tell with people nowadays. People look older, especially the women. Man, you can't tell some of them. They look like they're 20 years old and they're fucking 15.
It's true.
I'm going to put signs on them. Everybody needs to wear a sign with their age on it.
At one of my old jobs I worked at the movie theater. They had a system where if you were under 18, you were like a purple shirt, and if you were over 18, you had like a red one. They should do that for like everyone.
Yeah, we had a dude. We had a teacher once. We used to have these behavior kids on campus, like the kids with criminal records and ankle monitors. And this teacher goes, "Well, we don't know who they are. Can they wear like a badge around their neck, so we know who they are?" I'm like, wait a minute, you want to have them wear identification publicly acknowledging their disability? I was like, have you heard of Auschwitz? Like, have you heard of the Holocaust? Like, you can't do that shit. This was a lady that had like 20 years teaching experience under her belt that asked this question. And I'm at year 10 and I was like, what the fuck are you thinking?
Did she teach history?
No, she was, what the hell did she, I don't remember, man. She's not there anymore, but I was like, you can't divulge. That's like a private information. That's FERPA stuff. You can't divulge that with it. Label them? Like what? Now, age-wise, yes. That, fine. Because we have IDs anyway. Let's say our age. But like, hey, tell me what your disability is by wearing this colored necklace. Like, no, you can't do that. But, man, how excited are you about Brooklyn Reigns, though?
Pretty excited. He's gonna get lots of opportunities. I mean, That's what I mean. I asked Ben if he was going to get opportunities. He said, yes, he's going to get a lot. I didn't think it was going to be this game.
Wait, you asked Ben Olsen?
Yeah, at the press conference.
Were you here?
No. Zoom? Yeah.
Is that a Bayou City hookup?
Yes, sir.
Oh, so they didn't get kicked out of shell energy like Jorge did?
Nope.
Ah, Jorge. Jorge, they kicked you out because you're in Austin. I'd have done the same thing. I'd have kicked all the striker guys except for Victor, too. Get the fuck out. Who's that one dickhead that always argues with me? A fucking dork. Oh, I can't remember his name. It's the editor of this. I'll find it. Anyway, dude, Brooklyn Reigns, to me, I think he's the real deal. I think he's, look at all these young guys that we have or have had. And man, he gets me excited. He gets me real excited. Talking like possibly men's team excited one day.
It's definitely a possibility. The issue with him, though, is if he's going to make a United States roster, that's probably our most stacked position.
Yeah, it is true.
I mean, you look at it, you got Reyna, you have McKinney, you have Adams that could play there, you have Musa, you have Del Torre, you have Mihailovic could play there.
You got two Aronsons, right?
Yeah, you got both Aronsons. Paxson's more of a forward, though. And then you got Taylor Booth could play in midfield.
Pomacall plays in midfield.
Oh, Pomacall's not. He should be nowhere near the national team.
No, he'll get a look, I think.
He should play well for Dallas first.
Yes, he should. They're actually having a pretty good season so far.
Yeah, they look good. I mean, looking at Pomacall, when he got the, when he played in January camp last month, or not last month, 2 months ago now, he was like one of the worst players there. He was horrid.
Yeah, I think that if it comes, Brooklyn Reigns' time will be when he's, let's see, he'll be 21 at the next cycle, 25. I don't think this cycle he has a chance.
Oh, no.
The next one, however?
There's more midfielders I'm thinking of, too. There's so many. You're still calling Acosta, too, and Roldan he has to get ahead of.
Yeah. Bill West. Legit. Bill West is the guy from the striker.
Did you see the whole thing with Sebastian Legit?
Tell me about it while I Google it.
He cheated on his girlfriend. Was his wife or girlfriend? I don't know. I think he just proposed to her. That's what it was. And he made like this whole like thing, like apologizing about it. Like, it was like the worst apology ever. You got to read it. It's like a whole thing.
I'm reading it right now. Becky G, who I've never heard of, but she's fine. He issued a public apology for hurting and disrespecting the one person I love more than anything. You know, I get it. People fuck up. They do. A 10-minute lapse in judgment. Oh, Sebastian, it was only 10 minutes long. You poor guy. I mean, I've been uploading this video for 2 days now. It's 90 minutes long. Yeah, Joey, that's a real thing. We started taping our rendezvous. Bro, now I know why I'm dehydrated and I cramp up so much. 10-minute lapse in judgment. Maybe it was just a blowjob, hand job. 10 minutes.
I don't know. It's a really, really awful apology. He's playing victim. You know, he's like, oh, my mental health. Like, oh, it's a bunch of crap.
Well, I mean, these guys, they get so much pussy thrown at them. And, you know, the women, too. They get everything thrown at them. That sometimes it goes to their heads, you know? It's nothing new. Look at Beckham. Look at who was the coach? Bobby Petrino in Louisville, football coach. I mean, it happened. Look at Bill Clinton. He got his dick sucked under the desk in the White House.
Dude, I would too if my wife was Hillary.
Ah, man. Okay, I would too. Like, Monica wasn't much to look at, but compared to Hillary, she was a 9. She was a 9 compared to Hillary. But yeah, a 10-minute lapse that resulted in an extortion plot. Keep your dick in your pants. Or if you can't keep your dick in your pants, stay home. I'm going to be honest. That's why I don't go out, or I try not to, because if I go out, I get to a point where it's hard for me to make good decisions. So I'm like, you know what? I need to stay the fuck inside. And Sebastian, if you can't keep your dick in your pants, stay home. Otherwise, you're going to ruin your marriage to Becky G, who appears to be solidly out of his league by a little bit. She's pretty fine.
Yeah. What is she? Is she...
Like her race?
Yeah.
She looks Hispanic. But it's...
She's Hispanic?
She is. No, she's an. Oh, her parents, her last name is Gomez. So, yeah, she's Hispanic. She's Gomez. She's cute. Oh, she's cute and sexy at the same time. Oh, it's adorable. Like, you want to buy her ice cream and then go down on her. At least I do. Joey wouldn't. Joey would be like, here's your ice cream. If Becky G was like, go down on me, would you do it?
Not if she's still with Sebastian.
Dude, that's even more of a reason to do it. He plays for Dallas. That's even more of a reason.
He also plays for my national team.
That's okay. We got other midfielders. You just named them all off. We've got so many. Brooklyn Reigns opens the door. We're going to extort Sebastian by sleeping. Me and Joey are going to tag team Becky G. Now we're going to extort Greg Berhalter or whoever the next coach is. We can get tips from Claudio Reyna. Tell us how it's done.
It's going to be Greg again.
You think so?
I think it might be. I wouldn't be upset with that.
Neither would I, but like, I know a lot of people would. Here's the thing. If you're Greg Berhalter, he would have to be a much better man than me to put Gio Reyna in that lineup. I know he's talented, but after the shit that happened, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
I think you'd have to.
Not when you got Florian Balogun, however you say his name.
Florian Balogun?
Yeah. Are you light? Mm. Is that a lighter I hear?
No.
What is that noise?
That's a watch.
Are you smoking pot?
Never.
Never? Is it legal there?
Is it?
Yeah, is it legal in Mexico?
I don't think so.
Well, Arizona's not that far.
It's decriminalized.
Oh, do they have it decriminalized in Harris County? I asked the cop the other day. I was like, how much is decriminalized? He goes, under 2 ounces. I said, holy shit. That's quite a bit of weed. They just write tickets now. They don't even fuck with people over it. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're driving with it.
Yeah, but that's driving with it. Yeah, but it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
I got pulled over once after I'd been smoking. That was scary. That was quite scary, but nothing happened.
I haven't gotten pulled over in like 6 years.
Dude, I was close to my house and I just smoked a little bit. And I turned right on the highway and the lights went on behind me and I went, fuck, it was still burning. So I put it like in the little compartment. I don't know if I told this story. Have you heard this?
I don't think so.
So he pulls me over and the cop comes up. He's like, do you know why I pulled you over? And I didn't know. So I was stoned. I was like, I don't know. He says, all your lights are out. I said, all of them? He goes, all of them. I said, they shouldn't be. I just replaced two of them because I had. So he takes my license and registration. He goes back to the car, comes back to my car, and he goes, here, go around back. I'll get in and hit the brake pedal for you. And that's what happened, Joey. The cop got in my car, pressed the brake pedal to show me the lights were out, and then told me to have a good night. And as I'm driving home, I went, man, if I was black or not white, and then I went, oh, shit, that's what white privilege is. That is what white privilege is.
I experienced it. I wouldn't have let him in my car.
I didn't want to make him suspicious, dude. I didn't know what to do. I was like, okay, get on in. And he's trying to hand me my license back. I just scooted my ass to the back. I was like, all right, press the pedal. I wasn't going to be like, no, you can't get in. Because it wasn't like it was out. It was hidden, but still like. But it wasn't enough to. It was like a pipe full. That's it. There wasn't a lot in the car. I know.
Dodged one.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm a mile from home. I wasn't intoxicated. I was barely even like. I was a little stoned, but I mean.
And how long ago is this?
What month is it? March?
Yeah.
Probably like January.
Oh, so not that long ago.
No, right before I quit smoking weed. I was like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. This is one of these days something's going to happen. Like I got sideswiped in downtown going between two comedy shows one night. So I was like, you know what? I think it's time to go up here less and probably do substances a little bit less as well.
Yeah, I haven't since I got caught in high school.
Oh, see, man, I've always dodged bullets getting caught and shit.
Oh, my school used to do random drug tests.
So did ours. So did mine.
Yeah, they got me. They got me right after spring break.
Jersey or New Mexico? Where'd you go to high school?
Jersey.
Yeah, same with us. We did them, and then if you failed, you went right to AEP.
Yep.
They didn't fuck around up there, man. Down here, kids get caught with weed. Like, I've seen kids get caught with weed, and they do a couple of days in ISS.
Yeah, I had to do ISS. I had to talk to a counselor about it.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy how much different we treat it. And it's legal in New Jersey now.
Yeah, it is. The counselor thing is like ridiculous. They treat it like you're like doing heroin.
Oh, I know. I've had to go to like anger management classes in the past, and I was in there with like criminals. They were like, "What did you do?" I was like, "I punched the computer." I was like, "What did you do?" He's like, "I put my girlfriend in a coma." I was like, "Why the fuck am I here?" He's like, "We are not the same. I punched the computer. You beat the shit out of your girlfriend and knocked her unconscious. This is not the same. Why am I here?" Anyway, we're going to sit here and tell everybody about the crimes we've committed. Joey, are we a defensive powerhouse?
We defensive powerhouse? Potentially. It's kind of hard to make that statement 4 games into a season.
Is it 5 goals against in 4 games?
Yeah, five goals against.
It's not bad.
We'll take away the 3-0 in New England. It's a good defensive record, but
yeah, I think that game's kind of a write off. You take all these guys and throw them in the snow that they're not used to playing in. That was never going to be a good performance, man.
With Dorsey and Schmidt starting.
Yeah, 2 offense. That was stupid. Even if you put Steris out there on the right, we still lose that game. There's no lineup you put out there against New England that wins us that game, I don't think. Not there.
New England looks damn good, too.
They do. They do. St. Louis still looks pretty good, but they'll fade.
I don't know. They might not.
But man, this is a weird year. We kept like 60% possession in the first half. We're defensively solid through the middle. We shut down every side but our left side. I haven't seen defense like this the whole time I've supported this club or this possession style. It's a trip, man, and I'm liking it.
Say you the defensive era is before you.
Yeah, but this
the Kinnear stuff,
the Eddie Robinson.
Yeah, Eddie and Bobby.
If we can be average offensively, we go into the playoffs as a top 7. Because defensively, barring injury to Hector or Artur, even if Artur gets hurt, knock on wood, I still think we have enough behind him to back him up. But we can't lose Herrera. We got to keep him fresh.
If we lose Herrera, we're screwed.
But he's gonna have to miss some games. He can't play every game.
Why not? I think he could.
He could, but you run the risk. But I mean, he'd be, if we have a solid lead, a comfortable lead like versus Austin, he'd have been the first one I took off the field. Up 2-0 at 82 minutes, 8 minutes left, he's the first one I take off. I know it sounds stupid.
Yeah, it's not like he's like 35. He's 32.
But he's so important. There's nobody that even comes close to him on this team. I think if we can
save him. Someone's known that comes close to him in MLS.
In the midfield?
Yeah.
I think you're right.
I would say he's been a top 5 player in the entire league, any position this year so far.
He's been so good. He's been 8s all year.
Yeah,
8s all fucking year, he's been 8s. But who's your man of the match for the game?
Honestly, a tie between Artur, Steris, and Bartlow. I can't pick between the three.
I went with, who did I go with? Did I go with Artur? I think I went with Artur, Hector, and then Steris. I didn't pick Bartlow. But I got to give it to Artur in this one. Who is your dog? Who is your dud?
Quinones.
Me too. Who's your second dud? Corey Baird?
I'm going to say probably Dorsey.
Oh, even though he only got 8 minutes.
Yeah, more than that. He got like 20.
Are you off the Dorsey wagon?
No, I'm still on the Dorsey wagon. He was pretty rough, though, off the bench.
Dude, he hauled ass getting on that pitch, though.
Oh, he did.
He fucking flew.
You know, he had a few bad turnovers. I wasn't too impressed with him. I mean, the thing is, it was such a good team performance. It's kind of hard to pick duds. But I think Nelson was the only true dud. But then, like, yeah, I look at Dorsey. I look at Bossy. And while they weren't good, I don't think they were, like, complete duds.
Yeah. I'd say Nelson's
Baird.
I said Nelson's the only real dud.
Yeah.
There were some opportunities with Baird where the pass to him was a little off, or his pass to Hector was tipped or a little off. But man, he was the only one trying to make runs in behind the line.
Yeah, that's what we expect from Nelson.
See, I don't I know Ivan Franko does it. I don't know what we expect from Nelson because he's been getting the ball coming short and trying to beat him. But it'd be nice to see him stretch his legs. He's a tall drink of water. But you can't question.
I'm not too sure what he's actually good at this point.
He's good at dyeing his hair red.
Because they talk about his speed, and I'm like, he doesn't even look as quick. Like, compared to Fafa and Baird, he doesn't look as quick as those guys.
Well, Achara has got Fafa speed. Whenever we see
him. I forgot Achara exists.
I didn't, because I keep looking at this team and going, no Brad Smith, no Sviatchenko, no Achara, no Vanderkust, who's also fast as fuck. So many guys that aren't even there yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely forgot about Achara. Those are Auguste and Achara. I completely forgot about both of them until you just mentioned Achara, and then until Ben mentioned Auguste like yesterday, or not yesterday, on what, Friday?
Yeah, Auguste was in the, he was on the bench.
Yeah.
But a 1-0 game like that, I think Ben made the right decision. I was a little surprised to see Quiñones come out for Caicedo.
I think that was a good move.
I was expecting to see Brooklyn Reigns come out, but then Reigns came out for Dorsey. Was it Reigns?
Because they moved Brooklyn out to the right wing.
Yeah, so we have some fluidity and some flexibility with the lineup too, which is nice.
Yeah, Brooklyn could play many positions too.
You know, the people in Toronto speak very highly of Achara.
Do they?
They do. There's a lot of love for Achara in Toronto, so maybe there's something there that we haven't seen because he did have a serious injury. So
I want to see him play for. I mean, I'm sure he'll. If I had to guess, he'll probably get some minutes on Dose.
Yep.
Which I would be good. Imagine.
Good.
Dose play what? Rapids next week on Sunday should be. Maybe we could see him get an opportunity. Maybe we'll see Vanderkust again.
Didn't they just play Austin?
Yeah, they played Austin. They played Rapids next week.
Did they beat Austin?
They lost.
Fucking get rid of all of them.
Yeah, oh, the goal was really nice that Papa Andoy scored. Diego Gonzalez, beautiful, beautiful pass. And a really nice finish on that, like going like outside of his foot. And then he wouldn't hit the Ronaldo celebration.
I forgot about him. Ringrose was high on Papa. Sean was very high on Papa.
I mean, I'm not super high on him for the first team. I think he's a good player for that level.
How old is he?
22, 23. He entered the MLS draft and no one picked him up. Let me see. What? How old is he? Is he 22 or 23?
22?
23.
23.
He's about to be 24 next month.
Oh, he's getting too old. He's getting too old for Dynados. All right, Joey.
There is an age cap.
I don't know. I just mean in general. My Dynados, my young kids, 22 and older, you're either first team or you're gone.
For the most part, yeah.
All right, let's have your prediction then for San Jose.
They're an interesting team. I feel like once they get their offense clicking, they're going to be very good, but it still hasn't happened yet.
Right.
Their defense has looked a lot more solid, and their midfield has a lot of injuries. So I think we'll probably absolutely demolish their midfield. And it's just going to be a matter of breaking through. I mean, if they have a lot of possession, they're going to score on us.
I don't think they will have a lot of possession.
I don't think they will. But the thing is that's really scary to me is if you have Steris playing on the right, if he pushes up just a little bit and we get a stupid turnover from Baird or something and they throw it to Cade Cowell in behind, we're going to get absolutely toasted.
Cutie, cutie, Cade Cowell. See, I think that Franco Escobar comes back this week. I do. I think he comes back and he plays right back. I think it happens. And I think, what's your prediction? What do you think the score is going to be?
Score is going to be?
Last time we played them, wasn't it 4-3 we beat them?
Last time we beat them 2-1 on the road.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah, it was one where Quintero had that really nice play at the end of the game.
Yeah, he had a couple of those.
I think we win 2-1.
All right. This is the first. I'm going to say we draw 1-1. I think we can totally win, and I think LA Galaxy are so weak that we have a chance to win four games in a, on the bounce, like four games in a row, which is would be huge. But I really think this is going to be a 1-1 draw. But if I had to lean one way, even though the odds makers aren't leaning towards us, I lean towards us. I really think we're better and we're starting to come together. And I think, is Coco back for this game?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we could totally boss them around in the midfield. And I think that we have a chance to finally have some success offensively, because it's usually there's goals when we play these guys every time.
Oh, Bobas, he's going to get one 100%. He always scores on us.
Well, Jeremy. Well, Joey, we got a new rating on Apple Podcasts. Check this out.
Did we?
OV Rike says, definitely a vibe. The guys have a laid-back but real fan vibe. Think if you're looking to have a beer and hear about the Dynamo, this is the place for you. Had us on and it was a good time. From your friends from the Boogie Down. That's got to be NYC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those guys were cool as fuck.
Dude, they were awesome.
That, like, man, I immediately was like, we should just join the podcast together, because this was a lot of fun.
They were absolutely great.
Yeah. It was, oh man, that was the fastest hour and 25 minutes I've ever had.
Right. It was longer than that too, wasn't it?
Now, if you take into consideration the amount we talked before and after, yeah, dude, it was like an hour and 45. It was lengthy.
It's a good time.
It was. Joe, you got anything else? Because if not, I got to go to housekeeping and then I got to take on out of here.
Have I got anything else?
Anything else that I didn't have on here that you want to talk about? This is Joey time now.
I think we should talk about Sebas a little more.
All right, let's jump into it. What do you think about him?
Do you think he starts next week?
No, I don't.
No?
No, I don't. I think he should.
I'm gonna agree with you.
I don't. And one thing to look at, I think San Jose is, I know it's in California and it's a little bit better weather, but let me look at the elevation, because this always takes...
Yeah, their weather's been horrible this year. Actually, it's probably not up in San Jose. It's more southern.
It's 82 feet elevation, so the height won't be a problem. But it is chilly, man. It's 64 right now. Nah. I don't think he starts, though. I don't think we see Sebas until we have a game where he's either fit or it's a game that Ben Olsen is expecting to win. And in this league, I really don't think there's many games you can go into and say, we got this.
Now, do you think he lasts the season?
I think it depends on who we bring in. Who do we replace him with? We don't have another. Thor, okay, but we know Ferreira is better than Thor. It's not even close. We know Ferreira is better than Baird at scoring. Who is our true scorer if he leaves?
No, and we'd have a DP spot open to fill that void.
And we'd have to bring in Bobby Firmino.
Yep,
That's the only answer, Pat Onstead. Get us Bobby in the summer. It's right around the corner, too.
It's realistic. I doubt it happens, but I mean, I don't think it's incredibly unrealistic. I think Ted wants to spend money, and Firmino is on the MLS's radar. So
LAFC and St. Louis are rumored to be in the running for him. Let's see. Who else do they list? St. Louis, LAFC, Inter-Miami. Oh,
we're definitely not going to be listed on there because we don't have a DP spot.
No.
LAFC do have a DP spot. I don't think LAFC go for him. I don't think they sign a striker. They shouldn't.
I think maybe St. Louis would be, that'd be a big fucking signing for their first year. Big signing.
I don't know. I don't think that's a good team fit. I think Klaus is as their striker is perfect. And, you know, Jochini is really good too. That complements him well. I don't think it's a good team fit.
And if I'm St. Louis, I've won five games in a row in my first year. I'm not fucking with anything.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything but signing players who are depth pieces right now till we have a need for, you know, somebody to come off and be a starter. But
LAFC definitely can use him. I don't know. I think Opoku has been so good.
I could see it'd be a little interesting to sign
someone new, unless someone comes in with a nice offer for Opoku and they sell him.
I mean, if I'm Firmino, I probably don't come to MLS. Because he can still play in Europe. And he can still play in the Premier League. He could go to a Nottingham. He could go to a... You know where he should go? Wrexham. Wrexham should sign him and then just start. I mean, that's what happened. It's a lot of goals. But
I'd take him on Arsenal still.
I would not take him at Spurs.
I think he's a good direct backup for Jesus. They kind of do similar things.
Yeah.
Jesus is definitely a lot better. But they're both kind of that hardworking mold.
You think Jesus is better than Bobby?
100%, yeah.
I think you're biased.
I'm not biased at all. Jesus is great.
I think Firmino is better than Jesus, but it's all right. His name is Jesus.
Jesus has been exceptional this season. Firmino's barely played this year.
Yeah, well, they got who replaced him? Gakpo?
Yeah.
He's playing up top.
Gakpo and Nunez.
Yeah, Darwin Nunez. He was a bust at first, but he's starting to find his footing a little bit.
He's a good player.
Yeah, so is Gakpo. He had a good World Cup. He cashed in on it.
Oh, he was really good at the World Cup.
That's where he cashed in, brother. All right, so back to Sebas. Do I think you asked me if I think we get rid of him?
Yeah.
I would say 50-50. I'd say the chances of him staying and the chances of him going are about even. And I think that if we look like we don't need him, you know, like if we're playing like this, we're in, what are we, in sixth or seventh right now, without Sebas come closer to the summer transfer window, I think he leaves. And then I think you'll see Ivan Franco leave shortly thereafter. Not this year, but probably next. I don't think
that matters.
I think it does. I think Sebas was kind of crucial in getting Franco here.
It might have been, but I don't think that just because one leaves, the other leaves. I don't think that'd be the case.
Unless Franco looks at it like Sebas was done dirty, you know? That's the way.
I mean, he's really not being done dirty, I don't think.
I mean, it's the same situation as last year, where he wasn't fit and then he missed some time, so. Yeah.
Or he's not doing what the coach needs him. That's on Sebas.
Yeah, or he's unable to do what the coach needs him to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think we probably end up getting rid of him.
Yeah, I'm split on that. I had such high hopes for him this year too, but we'll see, man.
We all did. I mean, I think it's funny. I think some of the players we had less high hopes of this season are kind of balling out.
Yeah.
Steros.
He's been good. Bartlow.
Schmidt, Bartlow, yeah. You know, people were down on Teenage. I think Teenage has been exceptional.
He has looked like a DP defender this year, which is the first time I've ever been able to say that and not feel like an idiot.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you compared him to Thiago Martins, who are New York City's DP defender. Teenage looked like twice the player.
Yeah. I agree. All right. You good?
Oh, one last thing.
What is it, man?
A little shout out to Chipito. I know you're watching. I know you're listening to this. Dude sent me a stadium replica.
What did you do to get it? Did you just ask or did he just hook you up?
He just hooked me up.
Fucking Chipito. What the hell?
Yeah.
I've been doing this for 3 years. I never got shit from you aside from like some likes and retweets. That's all good. I would just give it to my kid anyway. And it would go sit on his shelf behind all the other shit I buy him. That's cool, though, man.
Big shout out to Chipito.
Yeah. That's because you're the nice one. You're like the, I don't know. I don't know what our relationship would be like with famous couple. If we were a famous couple, who would we be? I'm obviously the dysfunctional one. Would I be Amber Heard and you're Johnny Depp? Am I shitting on your pillow?
You might be.
Yeah, I
don't want to be Johnny Depp, though. I don't like Johnny Depp that much.
I do. I do like Johnny. You wouldn't want me to shit on your pillow the last 2 days. It would be messy. It'd be everywhere. We'd need to put down some plastic sheets. But, oh, man. But yeah, I mean, that's cool. Those little replicas look tight, and a lot of people complain that they didn't get any because apparently people snagged a whole bunch, dickheads.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Yeah, they're really nice. I mean, it's not like this like crazy detailed thing, but like, they're a cool little thing to put on your desk.
I'm telling you, man, when you get your ass out here, the stadium is nice. It'll be fun. We're going to get fucked up, Joey.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely coming September for sure for the
Hell
Dallas game.
Yeah.
That's Hell 100%.
Yeah. All right. Well, then I'm saving that ticket for you. If you want to go sit with the supporters, whatever. But if not, I got you.
All right, for sure.
All right, guys, last thing. Make sure to like, share, rate, review, follow, subscribe, whatever it is the fuck you can do on whatever way you listen to this. Joey, I was telling Joey today, the Austin episode, Austin Thrashed, is now number one. And looking at these numbers year over year, man, I'm fucking excited. Like, Joey, we're doing something pretty good right here.
Oh, so, yeah.
Which is kind of amazing considering I can go through the analytics and be like, that's the month I tweeted something bad. That's the month I tweeted something bad. Oh, there's another month I tweeted something bad. Cause it's all like followers, like big blue streaks. And then it's like June, big red streak. It's like, oh yeah, I probably said something offensive that month. You'll never cancel us. How the fuck did you get banned from Twitter? But I never got put in jail. I never got a report.
Not once. I still don't understand that. It's so stupid.
Do you know where I am back? You know where I was reinstated at?
Where?
Reddit.
Really?
I'm back, bitches. Yeah. Yeah, he said he was going to ban me for a year, and I went back to look and see something. And I was fucking around and posted a reply, and it worked. And I was like, whoa.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Sweet. So, I never go on Reddit anyway.
Oh, I got a message from the welcome bot. You are now the newest member of the Forever Orange family. If you have questions, you are more than welcome to shoot me a DM or make a post over at our Dynamo. You know, I question that. I don't feel like I'm more than welcome to shoot DMs or make posts, but we'll see how it goes. Problem with those dickheads, man, is they are fucking mean to everybody and they are so negative. And I don't know if you've picked up on this. I'm pretty positive when it comes to the club.
Yeah.
And I'm very defensive when it comes to people that don't do anything other than type on the fucking internet. That criticize people that do. Like, I've seen other guys that are creators on Reddit get fucked with, and I've talked to them and messaged them, and even they're like, dude, these guys fucking suck. Some of these guys fucking suck. And it's like, why do you even like the team if you're this upset about everything? Why are you even alive? Just move. Move somewhere depressing.
Yeah. I really hate the negativity.
And the only way to get rid of it is to win, win, win. Keep winning.
Yeah, you support us for a reason. I mean, obviously, there's an expectation you want. You want the team to disappoint you all the time, but you gotta support before things go wrong.
Yeah, and you got these
sometimes
guys
it feels like they want things to go wrong.
Yeah, they just live in a little negative world. And some of these guys are fucking mean. People are like, Baird should jump off a cliff. It's like, what? I've seen pictures of Corey Baird as a child. He was adorable. He got hit in the face and played with a black eye. So you can't question his heart, but man, some of these fucking guys are mean. I don't know how these professional athletes tolerate.
I got good love for all the players on our team.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've ever called anybody trash or said they're shit. They've had shit days. Like, poor Dorsey. I do feel bad for your boy. Because he really turned it around after just popping up. And it's been a tough year for him.
Oh, I thought last week he was phenomenal. I think he had a little rough cameo today, but he didn't play too many minutes. I still believe in him.
Yeah.
I think he's a valuable part of the squad.
I do. I think he offers something different down that side that Franco and Steris don't offer. I think they all offer something. If they didn't, they wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
You know, like we sit here and we can criticize and we can analyze, but I've never been to a practice or sat in a film session. So we really don't know. People just listen to hear us talk about eating oysters and whether or not Joey performs cunnilingus. That's it. That's all they want to hear. But man, we got the preview episode with the San Jose guys tomorrow. 5 o'clock your time, 6 o'clock my time, 4 o'clock their time. The two of us, two of them. So Joey, bring some topics, brother.
Yep, excited.
Me too, man. You guys can catch that episode later on in the week. This one's going to be dropping tomorrow, which is Tuesday. The preview will release on, what do you think, Wednesday or Thursday? Thursday?
Thursday. Thursday still works. Thursday.
Let this digest. But, guys, I'm Finn. That's Joey. Say bye, Joey.
Bye.
And we'll talk to you later. And as always, go Dynamo.
Got Ferreira at the far post. Can he get a shot off? It's Ferreira to get his second. Yes, he does. Goes in off the hands of JT Marcinkowski. Sebas Ferreira has picked up the second. It's 4-2, Houston Dynamo.
Big shout out to my favorite band, Familiar with Failure, for the introductory music. You can find them at FWFTX on all social media platforms. Once again, that's Familiar with Failure. Check them out. Badass band. Cool ass people.